Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for November 15th, 2017. In today's news, TSSA and SECA will hold a town hall meeting in Toronto. Alamat Group has elected a new board director. Toronto's Auberge on the Park has a French flavor. A 33-story mixed-use tower is set to rise in LA. And a trio of office buildings for West London gets the green light.
The Canadian Elevator Contractors Association, or SECA, expects a town hall meeting planned on November 23rd with the Technical Standards and Safety Authority to be very well attended, so those planning to attend are asked to confirm with SECA Executive Director Catherine Bothwell by emailing office@ceca-acea.org. The venue is the Holiday Inn Toronto Airport at 970 Dixon Road, Toronto, Ontario. The meeting is set to start at 12:30 p.m. The SECA Central Region is holding its own meeting at 4:30 p.m. there, where a light dinner will be served. Attendees are asked to take note of their license plate numbers for parking.
Alamat Group elected Jan Svensson board director at its general meeting on November 1st. Svensson fills the position most recently held by Carl Johan Falkenberg of Triton, who stepped down following Triton's selling its Alamat shares to Investment AB Latour earlier this year. Svensson is a mechanical engineer who holds an MBA. He has substantial international industry experience and is currently CEO of Investment AB Latour and chairman of the board of AB Fagerholt, Nedman Holding AB, and Tomra Systems ASA, among others.
Urban Toronto reports marketing materials for the first two 29 and 45-story condominium towers that will be part of the three-building Auberge on the Park at the intersection of Leslie Street and Eglinton Avenue in Toronto show elegant common area interiors with a decidedly French flavor. Developer Tridel said the marble and wood grain accents and plush oversized seating in the lobby follow a French aesthetic. Designed by Graziani and Carrazza, with 2x4 designing the amenities, the two towers will be linked by a podium topped by an expansive amenity deck. The development is scheduled for completion in summer 2021.
The Architects newspaper reports Koreatown in Los Angeles continues its hot streak with plans for the 33-story Wilshire Gate set to include a 200-room hotel, 250 condominiums, and restaurant and retail space. Jaya Long USA is the developer, with Archeon Group as executive architect and Pei Cobb Freed as design architect. Its rather conventional design features a solar glass and composite aluminum panel tower atop a podium. Seven parking levels containing approximately 280 spaces will sit above two floors of retail. Hotel floors will be above parking and condominiums, including some for, quote, very low-income residents on the highest levels.
Building Design reports a trio of mostly office buildings designed by Allies and Morrison, ranging from 4 to 21 stories, recently got the green light. Being developed by Stanhope, Mitsui Fudosan, and Aimco, the buildings are planned on 7 hectares in White City Place, part of the larger redevelopment of White City in West London. Together, the buildings will offer more than 100,000 square meters of office space, and the 21-story building and a 12-story building will have ground-level retail and restaurants. The buildings will join 6 additional White City Place buildings built for the British Broadcasting Corporation before it relocated much of its staff to elsewhere in the United Kingdom.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.